This is catcher Logan Moore, and you're listening to ESPN Radio of the Lehigh Valley.
.254 here in the Lehigh Valley.
Hi, this is Megan Gover, sales and catering manager at the Hilton.
.254 here in the Lehigh Valley, and the Iron Pigs are victorious by a final score of 1-0 over the Buffalo Bisons. The first place Buffalo Bisons in a 7-inning game one of the doubleheader. The Iron Pigs take it. It was a tight one. It was a close one, and it was a good game. And for the Iron Pigs, that's a big win after losing 8-0 yesterday in a 7-inning game as part of what eventually would be a rained-out doubleheader. Well, for the Pigs and the Bisons, there was no scoring for the first 5 innings, so not a whole lot going on. However, in the top half of the first inning, the Pigs had their opportunity. Roman Quinn hit a leadoff single, which usually is a good start for the Iron Pigs. J.P. Crawford struck out, but then Jorge Alfaro lined into a double play.
Quinn leads. It'll be a 1-1 here. There goes runner. Pitch is swung on and lined. It's going to be a double play. A line drive right to short. Caught by Opitz. Quinn's around second, so the easiest of double plays. And a promising Pig start. A very quick ending. And the Pigs still searching for the first run here in this series.
Well, there would not be a whole lot of action between that. And for the Pigs, it had been not only a while since they had scored, but since they had scored off of a lefty. Now, keep in mind, the last time they scored was in Game 3 on Thursday morning against the Rail Riders. So it felt like a while. And as for them scoring off of lefties, it had been even longer. In fact, coming in this game, it was 16 2/3 innings. And by the time it reached the fifth inning, it was 21 2/3 innings. In the bottom of the fifth inning, however, it looked like Buffalo was getting ready to mount a run in this one. Mark Appel had been throwing a no-hitter through 4 2/3 innings. However, after a walk to Jake Elmore, it was a walk to Jake Elmore. Ian Parmley struck out, but then all of a sudden Shane Opitz hits a single, and there's first and second with two outs for Christian Lopes.
Runners on the corner, 0-0, bottom five. Good at-bat here between Appel and Lopes. The 1-2, he struck him out looking. It ends on a fastball at 93, well painting the black. I mean, perfect to the glove of Alfaro. And although Appel loses his no-hit bid here in the fifth inning, he keeps that shutout intact, and he does so with his fifth strikeout.
Well, Appel was masterful, and him getting out of that bottom half of the inning was rewarded kindly by the Iron Pigs, and more specifically, Dylan Cousins in the top half of the sixth.
Outlook would be different. He swings here, drills one in the air, center field deep. Back is Ceciliani, at the track, at the wall, forget about it, it's out of there! And Cousins does send one out for the first run of the game, Uncle!
Cousins hit it to dead center field, and the Pigs would have a 1-0 lead, and a 1-0 lead they would not relinquish, as in the bottom of the sixth inning, Appel, who pitched into the sixth inning, had a leadoff single by Dwight Smith Jr., got Mike Ullman to pop up. Then, with a little bit of frustration due to a auto ball that caused Dusty Wathen to furiously run out and get ejected from the game, he ended up losing Jake Elmore, and that put two runners on and one out. Now, he got Ian Parmley to strike out, but then Shane Opitz hit a single, and that meant two on, two out. They took Appel out of the game after his 5 2/3 masterful pitching, and then they brought in Hobie Milner, and Hobie Milner faced off against Darryl Ceciliani, and he got the Pigs out of the inning.
Outlook would be different. He swings here, drills one in the air, center. Runner is lead, pitch, call third strike. Oh, he carves him up like a pumpkin shy of Halloween Eve. And he does a great job on three pitches getting the strikeout of Ceciliani.
So Milner got Ceciliani to strike out to end the bottom half of the sixth inning, preserving the 1-0 Iron Pigs lead. In the top of the seventh inning, it was a quick 1-2-3 for the Pigs. Nick Williams struck out, Cam Perkins grounded out, and Taylor Featherston went down looking. In the bottom of the seventh inning, Pedro Beato started off with a Jake Elmore strikeout. Ian Parmalee would ground out. However, things would get hairy when Shane Opitz would hit a single and then reach second on a wild pitch. With Christian Lopes up, however, this is how the Pigs would fly.
Swung on, hit in the air, center field should end it. Quinn starts in, now to his right, calls off the left fielder Perkins, he puts it away. Ball game over. Los Cerdos vuelan, as Beato notches the save in a 1-0 shutout victory.
So for the Pigs, they hold on for the 1-0 lead, or 1-0 win over the first place Buffalo Bisons. Lehigh Valley 15-13 now, Buffalo 16-10. For the Iron Pigs, 0-3 with runners on scoring position, 3 left on, final line of 1 run, 5 hits, no errors. For Buffalo, 0-5 with runners on scoring position, 7 left on base, no runs, 3 hits, and no errors. Time of the game, 2 hours and 12 minutes out at Coca-Cola Field in Buffalo, New York. Mark Appel, who gets his second win, he's now 2-2. 5 2/3 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 4 walks, and 5 Ks. Hobie Milner gets the hold. Holdy Milner. 1/3 of an inning and the 1 huge strikeout. And Beato gets his 6th save of the year. 1 inning, 1 hit, and 1 strikeout. For Brett Oberholzer, a tough luck loss for the former Philly. 5 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, and a strikeout. And John Stitson, 1 1/3, 2 strikeouts. And that is how the Pigs held on for a 1
hold and the hold.